This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has asserted that the abeyance of the Indus Water Treaty will greatly benefit the farmers of Jammu and Kashmir, Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab and some parts of Himachal Pradesh. The minister said this while interacting with different groups of farmers in New Delhi from across the country. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that a comprehensive strategy on the utilization of this water will be made in the future to ensure maximum benefit for all.
बगलीहार एक परियोजना है जिसे पाकिस्तान गाद नहीं निकालने दे रहा था। हमें मिट्टी जमा हो जाती, बांध भर जाते हैं इसी समझौते का बहाना बना के। लेकिन अब सलाल बांध और बगलीहार बांध दोनों से पानी निकाल के हमने गाद निकालने का काम शुरू कर दिया। पाक धारदागिरी करता था, सिंधु जल समझौता है, गाद भी नहीं निकालने देंगे। अब गाद तो क्या, एक बूंद नहीं छोड़ेंगे। हमारे चार पांच राज्य हैं, जम्मू कश्मीर से लेके राजस्थान, हरियाणा, पंजाब, हिमाचल का भी कुछ हिस्सा आएगा। सारी संभावनाओं पर विचार करके और कैसे भारत के किसानों के हक में, हित में इस पानी का उपयोग किया जाए, उसकी योजना बनाई जाएगी।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched the new Overseas Citizen of India OCI portal in New Delhi yesterday. The new portal will provide enhanced functionality, advanced security and a user-friendly experience for the existing over 5 million OCI card holders and new users. On this occasion, the Home Minister said that India is continuously striving to provide world-class immigration facilities to the OCI card holders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the new Overseas Citizen of India OCI portal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this, that enhanced features and improved functionality, the new OCI portal marks a major step forward in boosting citizen-friendly digital governance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with Dutch Foreign Affairs Minister Casper Weldkamp in The Hague, Netherlands. In a social media post, Dr. S. Jaishankar said that he had wide-ranging discussions on deepening the bilateral partnership of both the countries and engagement with the European Union. He also appreciated Netherlands' strong condemnation of the Pahalgam attack and support for zero tolerance against terrorism. Senior Nationalist Congress Party NCP leader Chhagan Bhujbal will be inducted into Maharashtra Cabinet today. Oath ceremony will take place at 10 a.m. Mr. Bhujbal is expected to get the Food and Civil Supply Department, which he held while Eknath Shinde was the Chief Minister. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that Russia and Ukraine will begin direct negotiations for a ceasefire and possible end to the war following a two-hour phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Putin confirmed that Moscow is ready to work with Ukraine on a possible peace agreement, stating that talks are on the right track. Russian President emphasized the need to identify the most effective pathways to peace amid the ongoing conflict. In a statement, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said Ukraine is ready to hold peace talks with Russia in Turkey, Switzerland or the Vatican. He called for a full and unconditional ceasefire and stressed that Ukraine is prepared to make real decisions. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert warning for Karnataka to predict very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall during the next 2 days. IMD has also issued a red alert warning for Karnataka and adjoining areas of Tamil Nadu, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra to get very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall during the next 3 days. India's Diya Chitale and Yashaswini Ghorpade marched into the pre-quarterfinals of the women's doubles event at the World Table Tennis Championships Finals 2025 in Doha, Qatar. In the Indian Premier League IPL 2025 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants LSG have been eliminated from playoffs race as they lost to Sunrisers Hyderabad SRH by 6 wickets in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 206 runs, Sunrisers Hyderabad made 206 for the loss of 4 wickets in 18.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.